This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Six people are reported safe after a mid-air collision between a Cessna 180 and a Cessna 210 yesterday morning, south of Grand Junction, Colorado. Local media report the 180 was occupied by pilot Tom Haefele of Del Norte and his son John, who miraculously walked away after an uncontrolled inverted impact on a sagebrush-covered plateau between Land's End Road and U.S. Highway 50 on the south side of Grand Mesa. The 210 was operated by the Mesa County Sheriff's Office, transporting two prisoners to a Colorado Department of Corrections facility. The Centurion continued on to Grand Junction and landed safely at 8:57 a.m., despite an inability to extend the nose gear. This one is going to make for a fascinating read when the report comes out. Boeing's third quarter financials were expected to be grim. They are. Boeing announced yesterday income declined 38% in the third quarter of 2008 to $695 million, while earnings per share dropped 33% to 96 cents per share. The sharp sag came despite the fact that the strike by the International Association of Machinists came less than a month before the end of the quarter. Boeing says it will release updated financial guidance when the strike is over, which doesn't look to be anytime soon. A new round of talks with the union starts today, but the two sides appear to be at an impasse over outsourcing. United Airlines Tuesday reported a third quarter loss of $779 million due to losses in its fuel hedging program. That works out to a 6.13 per share hit for United stockholders, despite increasing revenue for the airline. But even $5.5 billion in revenue couldn't offset the loss on hedged fuel, as Jet A prices have plummeted since summer. United CEO Glenn Tilton reacted, quote, "We are taking the action required to return to profitability and continue to strengthen our liquidity while simultaneously improving the operating fundamentals to deliver the results our shareholders and customers expect," unquote. If not for the $519 million in non-cash fuel hedge losses, United's losses would have come to only about $1.99 per share. That was better than many analysts had predicted. In happier news, United says it took in about $1.4 billion through transactions it closed during the quarter, including about $1 billion through a revised financing agreement with credit card service providers Chase Bank and Paymentech. The airline predicts the agreements will improve United's liquidity by $200 million over the next 2 years. It was no big surprise that United pilots seized on the release of the financials to throw some fresh darts at their boss. The Airline Pilots Association, which recently launched a website dedicated to bashing CEO Glenn Tilton, notes that Tilton came to United from Chevron Texaco, one of the nation's biggest oil companies. Captain Steve Wallach, chairman of the United chapter of ALPA, asks, quote, "How is it that an oil man such as Glenn Tilton can't figure out how to stem losses from hedging jet fuel? This latest reported loss is a real head-scratcher. It took him too long to realize the value of hedging, and then he entered the market too late. It is the hope of the pilots I represent that this oil man's inability to properly hedge fuel at an airline doesn't translate into additional charges being passed along to our passengers as a way to compensate for his failings," unquote. The pilots have been critical of United's payment of executive bonuses, while passengers are paying added fees. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. NATCA says an FAA training shortcut is dangerous. American Eagle faces repercussions from aircraft loading violations. And the new TSA watchlist program brings improved resolution. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation, who explains what the Joint Planning and Development Office is and why it's a point of friction between the FAA and Congress. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.